It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 666.
You cheeky devil, how are ya? Happy Monday.
I am back at a 100.
Yeah, are you? It was, well, this morning, not so good. Sev's knocked you off that hungy. It's good that you're back. I feel better after doing some exercise. Definitely up at the in the 90s now, and just had a little bicky that my wife baked yesterday. Feeling good.
What sort of bicky?
Oh, I don't know. Found some recipe of some gooey sort of chocolate, sort of thin biscuits. They were lovely.
This is a little bit naughty.
Almost a bit golden syrup tasting.
Mm-hmm. You sound a bit phlegmy, to be honest, right now.
With white chocolate chips. It's all the sugar, bro.
Yeah. What's the difference between a cookie and a biscuit?
Good point. Is there a difference? Cookie and a biscuit? Can a biscuit be a cookie? We've got the show baker. We'll let her jump in to the live chat going on YouTube right now. YouTube.com/The Daily Talk Show. Hey, with the devil stuff at the moment, I was thinking about a question. And I came up with this question before I even remembered that it was episode 666, The Devil. So, Josh... Mm-hmm. And Mason, I want you to both think about this. What's the earliest memory that you have of you doing something really naughty, like the devil?
Oh, yeah. Sev's is going to be because he mentions it all the time.
What did he do?
Yeah, it's the teddy bear thing or whatever where your mum pulled over on the side of the road and...
That's not the naughtiest thing.
That's a little tantrum.
Okay. And you have one every day.
And Tommy had one the other day.
Oh, I had my Tommy's tanty coming back later in the week.
You start, TJ. What was yours?
Oh. And so, like, I think I mentioned this morning's show was talking, like, seeing kids, like, in that movie Lion, seeing Bodhi, seeing my son grow up and just thinking about he will break the rules and there's nothing I can really do about it. And you just hope it's not too bad. For instance, if he's anything like me, I reckon I was 4 or 5. I got a pole and I got up on the side fence at our house and the next door neighbor had a garage and I could see like there was a little hole into the garage and I leant over and had the pole. And I pushed over the paint shelf.
Oh.
What a little tip rat. Absolute tip rat. But that's super naughty. I don't know. I thought when the paint goes over, it'll splash. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. I'm not. It was just being the little devil. I was possessed. I was absolutely possessed. Did you guys do naughty shit or no? Or are you good boys?
I can't remember anything super duper young that I did that was naughty. Like, I just remember...
Like your brother took out your dad's car and did burnout at a party.
Like, I did stuff like I, hung my brother or whatever by with the rope thing where I got the rope and I used it as a finish line. But then I didn't, but just clotheslined him.
Yeah, you held the tension in the finish line, and he got clotheslined by the finish line. That is pretty naughty. But Sebs, I feel like you're a little angel. You actually, when you poo, no poos on the toilet paper. Like that's how much of an angel you are.
Well, I guess like I think the worst thing I've done was I can't remember why, but I was being told off, and I got sent to my room, and so I got a. I got a tennis racket and we had stained glass above the door. And so I threw the tennis racket through the stained glass.
Yes.
That's a nightmare.
I like that. That's respect, son. Respect.
You guys are a little bit out of sync. I'm going to get you go out of Skype and go back in, I reckon.
Out of Skype?
Because it might help. I mean, there was the Henk. End the call on Skype, but just keep VMix is all good. I can hear nice and clear.
Okay,
great. Just a little bit out of sync. It was annoying me. The when I handcuffed my uncle, that that created a lot of issues within our family. Like 4 years of not seeing them. Yeah. So that was a big issue.
Am I back in yet, Josh?
This is an absolute nightmare.
That's okay. No, it's fine, guys.
Or, Josh, this is you sort of your whole dream coming together. Time. But it's your show.
Do you want me to ring? Do you want me to ring everyone?
Yeah.
Ring the entire group. Here we go.
Great. Sorry, guys.
This is... Here we go.
Just make sure you mute your Skype or whatever. Let's see if that's improved things.
All right, I'm muted. Great. Did that do anything?
No, there's still a little bit of a delay. It's annoying.
That's right. It's the afternoon. There's probably lots of people on the interweb. Yeah. It's all good.
It happens.
It's all good.
The handcuffing thing...
Jordan Michaelides just wrote, "When I handcuff my uncle, that's what I just walked into."
Yeah, so what happened was I went to Sovereign Hill. A Sovereign Hill, for people who don't know, is sort of an 1800s style gold rush theme park or a theme park. Is that the right word?
Well, it's almost like a, what would you call it? It's like a snapshot of history. What do you call it? It's like a...
Attraction—they're calling it.
Mm. They're calling it an attraction.
What's the exact? What do they describe it as, Sevs?
Sovereign Hill Attraction, Goldfields, Victoria, Australia, is their site title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if we can't work it out, they probably should work on that. Like a
nationally
theme park
acclaimed tourist attraction.
Tourist attraction, hot.
And
spot.
So, do they talk about what? So, it's 1800s gold rush, right? That's what they say.
Take a step back in time.
1850s, yeah,
yeah, and so. I went there for my school camp and they obviously knew that they could make a bunch of cash through their gift shop. They had real dumb shit. They had like a wooden...
Pop guns.
What was that?
Pop guns. Do you remember? It had a little thing on the end of it and it just... Like a little cap and it just pop... Like you shoot it and it pops off.
Like a cap gun?
Yeah. Is it attached to string?
No.
It made a pop noise.
And it was a cork? Was it a cork in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Let me just throw something a bit more sort of niche to Josh. Raspberry drops.
Oh, yeah, I love raspberry drops.
Raindrops or something. They had this lolly in a tin or like a jar and they were red and they were just...
Yeah, they're great.
Jordan's just written an open-air museum, which is a nice term for
open-air museum, unless you're in the underground... tunnel that they've still preserved, which was a mining tunnel.
Mm. Well, they... We've really
poked holes in their business, haven't we?
Well, really? What about their fake gold? Let's not even get started with that. Oh, the glitter, whatever they're putting into the... what is it called when you gold? Your pan for gold.
Yes.
Yeah. But I bought handcuffs. They were real. It would have been my 12th birthday... my uncle said they weren't real, so I decided to handcuff him, and he was in my room at the time, and I pushed him onto the bed, and so he was facing down on the bed, and he couldn't get up, and I did it, and he was saying, it's too tight, and then I took them off, and when I took them off, I think he must have grabbed my neck or something. Don't do that. And then I had a red mark on my neck. And my mum said, "Oh, what happened?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, uncle fucking grabbed my neck." And then she's like, "Out." And then so we didn't see them for 4 years.
And it was because of that? Like, have you spoken to your parents about it and it being the reality? Like, the way you remember the story?
I mean, that's the funny thing is that they... The weirdness is I feel like mum and dad had no issue of pointing the blame of like, you know, you've really fucked the family thing. Because if you didn't handcuff him, he wouldn't have strangled you.
Yeah. Well, there's like this memory's a funny thing because it's the way we remember it and others obviously are interpreting things in their own way. I'm not saying that story isn't fake.
Or is fake. You're not
story
saying
is fake. Sorry,
yeah.
I'm not saying it's fake. I would love to know your uncle's thoughts. Maybe you can't even remember it. Maybe it's like you just have.
You definitely remember being handcuffed on a bed.
No, he definitely remembers it because it was like they only
by your girlfriend, maybe.
They only saw each other at like funerals. I think even a funeral they didn't go to a funeral based on it.
Oh God,
really?
Which is
Jordan
really
Michaelides is saying, if we had to start a historical real life museum, what would it be?
If we had to start,
I think it's all three of us
real
together.
Life.
Which one would we?
mean,
yeah, what do you want to do?
Like capturing a point in time? Is that what it is? Like, I mean, it's just eras, right? Like,
well, no, if it's a museum,
well, like you have a space museum, a tech museum.
But they're all things that have really happened. So there was a gold rush in Ballarat, mm-hmm. and now they have that. They've preserved it. Auschwitz, as dark as it is, they've preserved it, and you can go and look at it. Like you went, Josh. I mean, it's mm-hmm. amazing. But these are things that it's like Anne Frank's attic. You can go up there.
It looked too museumy. We didn't go in. The Anne Frank one, we never did it because it's like a lot of it's in glass and shit.
Okay. Okay, I mean museums and stuff. I'm trying to work out. Still, are they the bones at the museums really dinosaurs' bones? Like, are they legit?
I think they are. Yeah.
I don't know, mate. I mean,
I think so.
Here's another question: how do we know the dinosaurs make those noises that the dinosaurs make in movies? We don't. Yeah, got you there.
Yeah,
didn't
that's
I?
True. Yeah.
Maybe a T-Rex chirps like a little bird.
But, yeah, I wonder if there's like something...
with its bitch little hands, you know?
It could be something in, like, its vocal box, or maybe, like... I mean, maybe a vocal box doesn't stay, but something to do with how their bones are, you know, structured.
Lee's got a good point. 2020 Corona Museum. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could just be cruise ships no longer exist, and they're literally museums of where they took out lots of people. There's already seven people have passed away from that Ruby Princess ship up in...
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I just saw another person died. That's all from people who went on holiday on that ship. That's so sad, man. So sad. But I wonder what the documentary or the movie in the coming year will be on coronavirus.
I wonder how many people are making docos on it right now.
Netflix, I wonder how many docos they've commissioned.
Mm.
Because you'd think they'd do a handful to get, like, the best version and see which one, and then they can maybe pick which one.
Yeah, because there'd be different stories all over the place. Like, the story in Italy is going to be different to that of New York.
Mm. And Ground Zero, Wuhan.
I asked the Gronks what we should talk about today. Got some great feedback. Lyndon,
feedback or questions?
Well, not questions, just some overarching... things, topics.
Talking points, yeah, great.
Lyndon's not happy with the Life Hack Club.
Oh.
He's he DM'd me personally after I asked.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He said, I think we need a Life Hack update.
Hang on, sorry, you asked. Did you ask specifically about the Life Hack?
On the Daily Talk Show's Instagram for general thoughts.
Okay,
and Lyndon went to my personal one because he didn't feel comfortable saying shit in front of you.
Sure, I was just curious if you threw me under the bus or not.
I don't throw anyone under the bus.
Okay.
He said, I think we need a Life Hacks update from 97. He's dropping the ball. Quarantine is a great time to do some life hacking.
Lyndon, he sent one out last week to our VIP Gronks. Are you one?
I had to sort of restrict that because it was Victorians only.
Okay. No, because Lyndon's not from Victoria. So.
But I do have one that I'm going to send out after this episode. I've already drafted the email. So
what is it? Can you give us a tip, a hint?
It's to do with first aid.
First aid. Okay. Would you like me to read it out for you on the show? Because I might just bring it to life a bit. In how I vocalise it.
I wanted to do a shout out to Ike, iSpike, who is listening. I actually watch his live streams. He does these epic long live streams. He's got all the his actual set. Like if you go to his channel, his whole set is goals because he's got different colours. It's like lasers. He has a this light that can swing. I want to bring some of it to my Friday night drinks disco.
Amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just want to get like a bit of color going, you know?
Are you going to automate that? Like how are you going to get some bulbs or something?
Yeah, I want to get some smart bulbs that I can change the different colors and have sort of disco colors.
Have you seen these like speaker systems? And in the panel of the speaker is just
It's very old school. That's very Costco, isn't it?
I mean, Steve like Smith's running it.
Yeah.
The Kick Girls are rocking it. What do you say to that?
Well, no, I actually think that she's very stylish and cool in some things, but I think some stuff is really daggy. I think that's one of them.
Fair enough.
Well, I just don't think that, like,
coming from you.
Oh, shade.
shade. That's funny. Shade. We also got a message from Lucy. Thank you, Lucy, for the message. She says, "Hi, Gronks. You guys should take the personality test or quiz that is going viral right now. It gives you a rundown of which TV characters you are most like based on a 2-minute psychological test. It's supposedly put together by psychologists. Here's the link." It's very hard to click on links on Instagram. Also, just realize this message probably looks like it was sent from a bot. Lol, sorry. I took the quiz and I'm an 87 Samantha Carter from Stargate Universe. You know, it's a grim state of affairs when personality quizzes are a viable option to pass time. Thank you, Lucy.
Yeah, I love that. I'm going to do that. We should do it after the show.
When she mentioned it, I went and got my my disc. Do you know about this?
Yeah. How much did you pay for it?
I didn't. So this was when I was working at the Fire Brigade.
Okay.
And so they paid for everyone to do it.
Yeah, I think I paid about $90 to do that.
Really?
I think it was DISC. Yeah, DISC. And what was I? What are you? Let me know.
So this is the insights for Josh.
I think. What about the caveat? Because I feel like you've pushed back on things that sort of pigeonhole you. You haven't liked to be sort of defined by a test, which is probably says it in the test itself that you don't like that. But I remember I mentioned we should do the test.
Back on anything you say. No, this one's okay. All right, look, I haven't read it yet, so if my reading's poor or it doesn't make sense, that's why. Here we go. DISC Classic 2.0, Staging 3, your classical profile pattern. Insights for Josh. You may believe that the ends justify the means and your main goal is likely to be the control of your environment during the process. This straightforward approach can lead to outstanding accomplishments and innovative breakthroughs. However, it could also create ill will among your colleagues. In extreme cases, some of your colleagues may even feel that you have used them or taken them for granted. People may feel drawn to your charisma and charm. But these same individuals can sometimes feel distanced from the real you. You may be able to lessen this sense of alienation by showing a willingness to help others succeed in their personal development and advancements in their careers. The first step in achieving this might be to take a real interest in others rather than viewing them as assets. Embracing a sense of genuine sincerity should help in this endeavor. A barrier to working more closely with your colleagues may be your tendency to fear a loss in your social status. You may believe that your well-established ability to convince and direct people helps keep you moving forward. In addition, you may not want anyone to view you as weak, so you may strive to keep your intimidation skills sharp. However, you would be wise to remember that your ability to persuade your colleagues is a talent that does not require aggressive tactics. Josh, you are likely to be an influential and articulate individual who has a tremendous capacity to inspire and lead people.
Oh, great. Wow.
That
sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it also sounds like you're a complete psychopath. And it sounds like she went... It sounds like that person who did that test would usually spit out some kind of like pre-done stuff, but she had to actually write it out based on the results being off the charts in these different directions. It sounds like that was a personal note from...
No. This is what you get.
Yeah, I know, but it sounded so personal to you, didn't it? Like it really, but this is how they do it. You will be successful. But just don't rip off people along the way. And
because
Butter Bean
saying that it's boring, I'll read one other thing very quickly. This is my work habits.
Just quickly, do you know what else Butterbean said? We already know that you're a shit bloke, Josh. No need for a personality test.
Mate, Butterbean, get a life. Right, this is Josh's work habits.
Okay, no, this is fair. Here we go. Mason and I can sort of speak.
You can vouch for whether this is true or not.
Yeah.
You tend to be very good at motivating people and initiating projects in your work environment. You're likely to use your impressive verbal skills and your natural ability to give others direction when taking on these challenges. At the same time, you usually have a clear vision of whom you want on your team. Those colleagues with social power often attract your interest. In a similar manner, you may judge others by the strength of their personalities or sense of character. Your goal is usually to groom people to accept your goals, at which point you reveal your agenda. You are probably quite astute at identifying your colleagues' motives and desires. This knowledge often allows you to customize a reward system that gets people on your side. For example, you may offer friendship to those who desire acceptance. Sorry, not accepts. This is too funny. Yeah. I actually want to be your friend, by the way.
This is so true.
Or you may present security to those who seek stability. When possible, you may even extend authority to those who want power. To direct people towards your goals, you are likely to shower them with compliments or make demands upon them, depending on what you think will be more effective. You may even actively manipulate others to get your way. Among the times when you can be most persuasive is when you are seeking assistance. In these cases, you may show a gift for getting others to be repetitive or time-consuming tasks. If you are frustrated in your drive to achieve your goals, you are likely to become quarrelsome or belligerent. This is because you probably see aggression as a legitimate form of expression. In addition, you may have no hesitation to discipline others or override your colleagues' decisions when you see it as necessary. Your colleagues probably admire and like you. However, you may still have the potential to strike fear into others. Either way, you are likely to tap into whatever emotional responses you provoke in others so that you can better persuade them. I mean, that's annoying. I was expecting stuff on my procrastination, but nothing.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was all true. It was all true.
The starting project stuff, that's real accurate.
The funny thing about it is the... I can't remember what I was going to say.
Well, I mean, true.
It's true. But also, the funny thing about it is that this was when I was an intern. This was like, so it's pretty funny thinking about like an intern having these qualities. I annoyed the fuck out of my bosses.
Yeah. I mean, what are you meant to do with this stuff though once you've got it? Like, what was the directive to you as a, how old were you? 18, 17?
No, 19. Yeah.
And what did they say? Yeah, Josh, you're in trouble, mate.
They thought like it's not good or bad. It's just like, it's just giving you a bit of, bit of a sense of things.
Well, some businesses now only hire based on personality tests.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, sorry, that's incorrect because you're probably not allowed to do that. But they're heavily factoring what that test comes back as and how it sits within the team that they have in the building. Mm-hmm. So Amy did it before she got her last job, and she did the test. And I mean, there's such a feeling, I could imagine. I don't like tests as it is.
Real Inky-Doo wants to know who's sorting utensils right now.
Oh, yeah. It's on my end. Sorry, guys. Oh, do you want me to mute myself?
No, you're
sorry,
fine.
Real Inky-Doo. I did mute it.
Oh, it
but then we can't hear you.
Yeah, sorry. I muted myself.
Was it a psych test?
The one that Lucy... the Amy.
No, similar to what you've done. It wasn't the DISC test. It was something else. We could actually have the lady who does this test on our show.
Yeah,
I actually got her email, so we should organise that and do the test and have her sort of go over it and run us through it.
Oh, hang on, what date is it today?
It's
this is freaky.
Oh, this. Oh wow.
The six, is, six, six, six of the no, six.
No, it's the 6th of the 4th.
Yeah, but it's the 6th
No, but
day.
It's six, April 6th, and we're doing episode 666.
No, but what I was going to say was creepy is this test was done this day in 2010. This is exactly 10 years old today. Wow. The 6th of the 4th, 2010.
Wow.
Is that not interesting?
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's kind of cool, dude.
And... the place is on Collingwood.
Wow. Stars have aligned. Mercury's in retrograde. Have you not seen that? Did you watch Tom Segura's Netflix special?
Oh, it was very funny.
Where he's talking about how people who look at his ID and be like, oh, you're born on the 14th of August? I'm born on the 16th. Like, but it's funny. But I mean, that's spot on. The same day, same month, 10 years ago.
Mm.
But the bigger question is that a decade ago or not?
Oh, it's definitely a decade ago.
I've actually just done that personality test that Lucy sent through. I came
inconclusive.
No, let me. He's come back as iRobot.
No, I came back as Jim from The Office.
Jim.
That's funny.
Jim from The Office. Which one's he? Which the
John Krasinski or whatever his name is.
Yeah. That is funny. There you go.
I love you filling stuff, TJ, just with that. Yeah. Very funny.
Yeah.
No, I was opening something. Yeah. Shannon sent through a couple of questions, which are from these, like, reflex the game.
Mm-hmm.
The cue cards, or the cards that have questions on them from Flex Mammies. Flex Mammies reflex cards.
Is it Flex Mammy or Flex? No, I think it's Flex Mammy.
Flex Mammies. I like Mammies.
Flex Mama? Mama? Anyway.
So, the two that she sent through, if you accidentally killed someone, would you turn yourself in? That's a hard one, but definitely turn myself in.
Yeah.
If you killed someone. Oh, accidentally killed someone. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to turn yourself in. And then the other one was, what's one thing you did that you really wish you could go back and undo? I mean, pushing that, you know, that paint bloody shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, guys.
You'd go back?
Yeah, I'd definitely go back. And there was no use. What was the use of me pushing that over? Mm. Absolutely nothing.
I killed a few
rats in my time.
Oh, no.
I killed a few mice. I once put mice into a cup and shook them and then froze them for my snake.
Oh,
that's how you do it. I mean, this is.
Do you have to do the shaking before?
Yeah, because
it stuns
them. But that's, I mean, the thing is, I wouldn't even own a snake these days. But I owned a snake, and you got to pay money to buy the little mice that you feed
it.
Them?
Why can't and you so, just?
Well, there's because you can't just have dead mice in your house. They'll
why
stink.
Did you get? What happened to your snake?
Well, I had two snakes, children's pythons. One died when I went away on holidays and my brother had to look after it and it came back and it was dead.
Why do you reckon it died?
I think it was just sick. But it was timely that I was away and my brother was tasked to look after it and then it died. But no, you'd feed it mice and so you'd breed them because it was cheaper. Mm. I don't know. This is the thing. I mean, I had so many pets as a kid. Like, This is.
Where did you get them from?
There's pet shops everywhere that sell snakes. There's one like in Burwood. Where else? Aquariums.
There used to be one in Glenferrie Road on the corner.
Yeah.
I can't remember
what happened to pet shops in shopping centres that really sort of.
Oh, yeah. The one at Shoppo went.
There was one at Bondi Junction for years.
Was it an ethical thing, do you think? The reason they got rid of them?
Oh, I mean, they got.
Probably.
Because you'd go, it's pretty disgusting, really. Like, you'd go into the shop and, like, be looking at, like, puppies and cats that are in fucking glass boxes.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Queen Gronk is not happy in the comments. She's saying that Shannon and her brought up this personality test at the 11 a.m. chat and will completely ignored it.
She's also said it's pronounced Mommy.
Mummy, great.
Mummy, okay.
So,
flex mummies.
All right, great. Well, let's do the personality test after this and put it on Instagram, yeah?
Great. This is the one, the TV star one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely going to come back as the guy from The Office.
Dwight.
Dwight. No.
Or maybe...
you probably come back more like The Rock or something, you know.
If you came out as Dwight, that'd be great.
No, you'd be more Ricky Gervais, to be honest, if there was one from The Office.
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
You'd be the guy.
Paulina says, I think they banned dogs from being sold at pet shops. I feel like that would be good. Because it does seem a little bit bad. I don't know. Do you remember... Because we used to go to zoo. How do we feel about Melbourne Zoo and places like that now?
They don't have good heat on them, but they are much better establishments than most. The ones Melbourne, Sydney, Taronga, these are better places. And they don't have, I don't know.
What are they doing that's different to Joe Exotic, though?
Oh, he's a scumbag that was breeding them to sell to people that kept them in their house in Vegas or just their backyard.
I think we probably have better, I don't know, but we surely would potentially have a bit more stricter laws than on zoos and that sort of stuff.
Definitely. But, I mean, polar bears, you can see polar bears at zoos these days. That's pretty fucking full on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I went to a zoo in Indonesia, in Surabaya, and it was they call it local tourism. It's not really there was no non-Indonesian people there. I was the only one, so people were actually taking photos of me at the zoo.
animal.
it was so sad because it just looked like Shannon saying conservation, they help rescued injured wildlife. That's good.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be saying if I was running a zoo.
Yeah, very convenient.
And it's getting some bad heat, you know?
No, but
I think they potentially also help with breeding as well, just quickly, just because there are a couple of births, but I think that might be species preservation.
Seem pretty slow on the breeding though, don't you think?
Yeah,
I don't think
they're just popping them out. I think they're just if they've got a couple of pandas and there are only a couple left, they're just trying to help it out, but
yeah, I mean the real dud ones are SeaWorld and. Yeah.
At what point are we sending Sevs to the zoo for them to help?
Just pop a few out.
Yeah. I can't remember what I was going
to
say.
This Can I just say? Do you think it's okay to continue to wear that hat with Tiger on it?
No, I think it's very relevant. That's why I'm wearing this one.
Double down on it.
Yeah.
Joe over here. Joe Exotic.
When was the last time you guys went to a zoo?
I went to 2012, great year. I went to the San Diego Zoo.
Oh, yeah.
That's an epic, epic zoo.
Oh, that's what that's what I was saying. In Indonesia, they had Australian animals, and you could tell that they were just fucking half a wing or whatever. They'd just been taken into a cage or whatever and sent over there. But they had everything. It was like a zoo, but then it also had a mini world in it. And so there was a Eiffel Tower. I'll send some, put some photos on Instagram. It was a bit ridiculous.
According to the Google search, San Diego Zoo is the voted number one zoo in the world.
I mean, based on their pizza?
Based on their.
Do you get that joke? Because that pizza at Joe Exotic's place actually looked really good. Don't you think?
Do you know that they were using the meat?
The Costco meat. The leftover Walmart.
That's not ideal. But look, the actual base, the tomato base and stuff looked really
meat
nice.
Lovers would have been outrageous on that.
Yeah, real disgusting.
Oh, absolutely.
Can you
disgusting.
Explain what they... You know how there was a bit in the doco where they're if you put through the meat at Costco, if it's left the fridge, they can't put it back? So were they saying that they were they going to Costco by taking it out as if they were going to buy it? Was that what was happening?
No, it'd be like if your credit card declined at the checkout and you had to take products out and you just were I'll leave that 24 ounces of steak, and then they're not going to go put that steak back into the cold fridge. And so they end up giving that meat to zoos and stuff. So it would just happen enough at enough Costcos. Think about how big these stores are and how many people
Costco
are in
or Walmart?
Well, what any big supermarket. I wonder, it's like when the Gronks leave, you know, shit in the fridge section or outside of the fridge section, just putting a water back on, putting a thing of milk onto the shelf. That it's not meant to live
you're
there.
A loose unit if you're doing that.
There's a lot of loose learners. Loose units. Didn't even say that to try and be funny. I just confused it. Anyway, tomorrow, guys, we've got Matt Diavella on the show from LA.
Yeah.
Live. He is alive and he's in LA.
11 a.m.
Yeah.
Do you have any admin?
Eastern Standard Time.
Sebs?
Nah, no.
Come on,
more
just
admin.
Give us something. What have you got? Have you got a content idea?
What
do you think your conversation, your ability to have conversations?
Sending out my life hacks, to be honest.
Okay. And so, do you think you're a good a conversationalist? Do you think you're good at conversation?
Driving, probably not.
What?
Driving conversation.
Oh, okay.
Not.
Sorry. I thought you meant speaking while you're driving. Okay. Driving conversation. Okay.
Driving conversation, probably not. But I'm if I've got like stimulus and stuff, then it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like there's stuff that we could do there for you. Just in dialing in the... because I don't think it's that much of a jump for you to... I would love to see you drive a conversation.
Does he need banter cards? Does he need some kind of...
Could
prompters?
We do a... We could do a banter card...
Deck.
Like a deck of cards, or we could even make it available digitally.
Digital deck.
Yeah. But what about if I could imagine like people could flick through. So banter, so like 100, I could provide you with 100 questions. How are you going? You've spoken with
mate, double down it. Just go for it. It's
yeah.
Okay.
You speak to Grace for 5 hours. What do you talk about? Are you leading the conversation?
No, probably not a lot of the time, no.
Mm-hmm.
True love doesn't have to talk, Josh. You can just listen to each other's breath.
So Grace says definitely? What's she saying
driving
definitely
to? I don't know. But I think there's different parts. There's like you get a bunch of stimulus, so you can drive it off that. But I don't think that's like... necessarily driving the conversation. I think that's just reacting to what's going on.
Josh, he's testing and learning. We know this.
But I would love to, like, I've he's already iterating. Used some of my best banter gear on Grace when she first came into the call before we went live the other day. I asked her,
and
what's her favorite cuisine? And then if you had to pick one restaurant to be at your house full time,
mate,
what would you pick?
You've got two options here, Sebs. Keep doing what you're doing and iterate, or do Josh's questions, which will make you just seem like a robot. Like I don't think there's much... As much as it achieves the banter bit, I don't think it achieves the just going with the flow, just feeling out the vibe. You know, you're like if you just like... It goes a bit quiet. If you could have one food in your house,
No, I think it happens more naturally than that. Grace says he's a great listener, and I think that's the point. I think just having a few prompters, a few questions, but you need to be like, yeah. I just think let's put together. I'll put through 100. I'm just going to do a bit of sprint now. I'm just going to go through and write 100 questions, and pick a few. And see how they go.
All right, we'll finish off there. We've got to have a meeting after this anyway.
People are saying that people are turning on Butterbean in the chat. It's gone real.
Well, did you see what Butterbean wrote? He said, I don't wish it on anyone, but it would be great for content if Josh got coronavirus.
Yeah, Butterbean is projecting. I don't want to be mean to it, but Butterbean, hurt people hurt people. And so, no, seriously. Butterbean is joining the chat, and just don't gang up on Butterbean. Don't get gang. Butterbean is just trying to bring banter. He or she's been a bit off, but I think Lyndon, we can redeem. I think we can redeem Butterbean.
He needs your cards.
What? Who does? Who needs Butterbean. Your cards? No, Butterbean's got his trolling dialed in, mate. He doesn't need any cards.
He's Gray says, I don't mean that in a bad way. He actually is a great listener. She says, I don't shut up, though. And so that's a thing. Like, I think it is a good quality. To be honest, when Bree finishes work and say if we're walking home, Sevs is very good at just, like, listening to all the drama from all, like, oh, so this person said this, but I'm thinking this, and then I got back, I emailed this person, and so Sevs is very good at that type of thing, you know.
What are you thinking when you're listening? Are you thinking anything?
I mean, sometimes. Sometimes you're actually, like, sometimes you're thinking of what to mention next or what to talk about next, but then other times it just comes to your head and you're just
so cute, isn't
listening.
So what is it? Have you worked out interesting questions? Like, if you had to give someone three questions for good banter, what are three that you get really good responses from?
What's in your Spotify playlist?
No, don't be dumb. What are the actual three?
It is hard. It is hard because teaching anyone how to do banter, they're in a crisis. Like, you got to think about it. Banter is more than just the question and the words in the question.
I could come up with three right now. Here's three, top of my head, not even thinking. If you had $100 to spend at Officeworks, what would you buy?
At Officeworks. Can I just get some feedback in the YouTube live chat? If you got asked one of these questions on a date, what would you think? Because it's still not taking into consideration that you're just feeling it out, listening. Oh, that was cool. Yeah. So, you know, you said that. What about this? Like, it's...
What's the last thing you thought about before you went to sleep last night?
I reckon this is a sure way how not to get a root.
Why? It's been curious. Do you want some? I'll give you some more for free. I mean, the screen time one's a good one. I think screen time banter is great, and we lean on it heavily.
You know when you see these scumbags that are trying to sell to guys how to get girls and how to do it? Like, I think it's up there with that shit.
Like, but I'm not even... I think that this is more just how to be human, not how to pick up. I'm not telling you how to pick up. I have no idea. I've been out of the game a long time, son. But no.
Sam, I think you're doing all right. I think you're doing all right. You know what? You know how you get better at it? You have 5-hour phone calls with a person in another state and you just talk and you're getting there. You just do more of that and you'll become the guy you want to become, Sevs. Mate, you've come
Lyndon
so far.
Lyndon says, the questions break the ice but don't seem all that natural in conversation. Lyndon, it depends if you're talking about Officeworks or not. What was your favourite?
It depends
favorite?
If you got a good segue.
Yeah, what was your what was your pencil case like growing up? What did you have for school lunches? Who was your best friend growing up in school? What was your favourite subject?
Mate.
Keep going.
I think you do. I think
you could literally go through and scroll through. What I would be doing, I would scroll through anyone. Like, if you're meeting up with someone or you're having a conversation, go through their Instagram, find out who they're following, find out what they've previously posted, and you could base a list on that. Yeah. I could literally.
But it is so, Josh. That's psychotic in my mind.
It's not psychotic. It is actually...
All it points out is there's two different ways to... Or there's multiple different ways to approach it. Because I can imagine you do that and then you're linking and referencing somebody that you know that they will then connect to because you're like, oh, I follow them. You're like, I knew you did, but you don't say that.
But you don't have to say it.
I saw this. I once saw... There's that approach Or there's, how about we just fucking listen and respond?
All right. Do you know what
listen
Edmund
and respond.
Rice camps are? So, hang on. So it's a not-for-profit. So this is what I do. LinkedIn. So did you know Grace was a camp counsellor at Edmund Rice campus?
Okay. Now you're just being a absolute stalker.
No, but this is what you can do. This is literally what you could do.
I don't know if you want to do that. Wouldn't you rather just find that up by her mentioning it?
Yeah, there's...
But
there
I think
is...
that you could easily, like, have heaps of things to talk about based on all the, like, based on this. It's... She's filled out her LinkedIn completely. I don't understand the... No, I just think that there is something in the curiosity of clicking through, just scrolling through Instagram, looking at tags. Have you looked at what's being tagged and things like that? Probably not.
This is stalking, Josh, says Shannon. This is not
Grace
good,
says great.
Alex. Grace says great, and I can imagine the tone behind that.
Yeah.
Gemma says, what are your credit card details?
So, like, her blazer, she's got, like, 7 badges on her school blazer from 2013.
Oh, I'm not even going to say, can you read George's comment?
Hang on, me?
And then, no, not you, Josh. Mason. And then, yeah. And
George says, protect her, Mace. Now's your chance. Fire
Mate,
back.
It wasn't... Fuck, I gave it to him on a platter too. It wasn't for you to read out. It was for you to act on what he wrote.
Stop Googling me, says Grace. Okay. Well, because she's asked, I'll stop. But that's... I don't have to Google publicly, but that's the sort of shit that you could easily be doing.
Should or could.
I just think that there's... But this is the funny thing. No one's willing to say it. But if you're not what? Googling someone, are you seriously not... You didn't Google Amy, TJ?
Not while I mean, I met her. I did all the things you're talking about before needing to Google her. Of course you look at their Instagram, you look at photos and shit. Like, yeah, but I'm not using it to then form my next meeting's convos, and it's just I'm learning about the person. Speaking to them on the phone, just listening, talking.
But I think that there's lots of different ways of listening. I think that one of them could be...
Yeah, a restraining order is one.
you're over bait. Like, no, this is fine. Looking at public stuff, this isn't stuff that's...
What if they don't want it to be? What if they don't want it to be public? What if
this is? If you can type in someone's name, and the content appears, it's public information, and they need to be fine.
Yeah. If I got Shannon's credit card number, and I used it, and I saw it. What is Shannon saying,
JJ, you've missed a mark here, pal. Gemma's saying, JJ, this is not good advice. And Campbell says, Josh, don't let go of Bree.
I think that this is...
I reckon it's a bit outrageous. No, I reckon it's just a bit outrageous. I mean, you're really informing everything from it.
No, it's not about informing, but just being like, okay, if she follows Jessica Alba on LinkedIn, what does that mean?
Maybe she just likes Fool's Gold,
my question
movie.
My question would be, why is Jessica Alba on LinkedIn?
Jessica Alba is a very successful entrepreneur.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think she needs LinkedIn. I think
she's
there's a
I think
level
she, I
of
think
fame.
She's like Janine, I think she's like Janine Ellis sort of thing, like that sort of...
Mate. That's a very big compliment for Janine Ellis.
She's no, a business. Business. I think this is what makes side. Josh a good interviewer / question asker, but perhaps it doesn't transfer as well in early friendship.
That's so funny. Josh, I had to give you pushback when you'd ask me in the first thing in the morning, what's the best part of your day?
What's the highlight of
your day? I was like, fucking, what's the highlight of your day? It's like, bro, I've been awake for 3 hours. Not much.
I know, I would be looking at... I just think that there's just so many opportunities. Like, you were talking about stimulus. So how do you get stimulus?
Yeah.
And so I think that you could just look at that, you know, what music is she suggesting in these documents? You know, what does that mean?
I get it.
You know?
Shannon said
what are her hobbies in our listener database?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't... Sev, just be you, dude. Just give it your best. Shannon says Jessica Alba is a thought leader. Yeah, Jessica Alba's a billionaire, and I once saw her in Rodeo Drive. I saw some paparazzi snapping, and I ran over to take pictures of the paparazzi taking pictures of somebody, and then I saw Jessica Alba was there. I was like, damn, that's Hollywood, baby.
Anyone. All right, it's a daily talk show. Do you think, actually being honest for a sec, like dumb shit aside, do you see the value in what I'm saying, Sevs?
I mean, bits. I'm not going to do it, but bits and pieces.
Sure. Wait, I take bits, that as a no, Josh.
Which bits, no, which bits sort of resonate with you?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, some of the stimulus stuff, but I just think it's nicer to find that out through talking to them, and it just popping up normally instead of being like, oh, yeah, like, in my mind, I saw that on LinkedIn. So, you know, there's a talking opportunity. That, there's a conversation point. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
The way you worded that question was to get a positive response, and where he then took the answer was to the negative of that, which yeah. It would have been easier to ask. He would have got there quicker is, what negative didn't you like? What was the negative about what I just said? It's great.
Show Baker says, you do you, Sevs. Which I think the thing is that Sevs is still at the age where he's still working out who he is and how he does things. And so if we can steer him even half away some way.
And the poor kid is having to do it on a show live on YouTube right this moment. So on that note, Sevs, you can draw down that saturation in your face, and
how are you feeling? We'll Does it actually feel hot on your face? Do you feel hot?
Nah, it's not hot. It's more. Oh, no, actually, no. You know what? My cheeks are hot.
We love you, Sevs. Don't think otherwise.
This is the way I'm showing love. I like. I'm putting myself out here. Like, look at the comments. Clearly, it would be better if I just didn't say anything.
Shannon says, steer him down the wrong stalker path. Yeah.
It's not. There's a big difference between stalking and getting to know someone through their online activity.
Because if you're good at stalking, they don't know it.
No, it's fine. This is all fine.
Tomorrow, the Matt vein
in the vein in the middle of your head, Sev, says Shannon. It's because...
I've noticed it so much more. I reckon the light just...
Yeah,
I think it's all my knowledge working its way into his head. It's a lot to take in. Anyway, it's a daily talk show. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, on all the podcast apps, Google Podcasts as well, Spotify, that's a good place for it, and at youtube.com/thedailytalkshow. If you do want to watch us live, as TJ said, Matt Diavella live from Los Angeles, 11 a.m. Melbourne time tomorrow. Otherwise, have a lovely... Monday night. And you know what, like, if you listen to what I'm saying, maybe there is an opportunity of like, oh, maybe I could ask a few more questions, or maybe there is something about being a bit curious here, you know.
Stalk your partner.
Yes.
I think that's good advice, and you did that in about 3 seconds.
Bye guys, have a good one.
See you guys.